Governor Maura Healey's cabinet is slowly taking shape, and for the first time, it includes a veterans secretary. John Santiago started the position at the beginning of the month. He's an Army veteran, a doctor, and a former state lawmaker. Secretary Santiago, thank you so much for being here. Good morning.
Good morning. Great to be here.
So to get right to it, in 2020, there were deadly COVID outbreaks at the state-run home for veterans in Holyoke and Chelsea. They killed more than 100 people. Then last year, legislators passed reforms that changed the structure and governance of those homes. That included creating this executive-level office. So why do you think your position was needed at this level?
Well, let me just start off by saying words cannot describe the level of trauma and tragedy that was experienced during the height of COVID, particularly at the homes. There is still a tremendous amount of grief with the families who were impacted by it, the veterans still living there, and the staff there. And we can't change the past, but we can shape the future. And Governor Healey and Lieutenant Governor Driscoll are committed to doing that. And I'm looking forward to leading that effort.
Is it too soon to ask if you have any ideas about what specific reforms are needed?
Well, a big part of the reform has been done. Moved this department to a secretariat, changed the whole governance structure of the homes. Obviously, my first and second and third priorities are to build a foundation so that we can rebuild the trust and best support our veterans.
So what are the challenges as you do that?
There are a whole host of challenges. I mean, look, the veteran community in the Commonwealth, there's about 300,000. It's an aging community. There are issues with respect to homes and housing and homelessness. We have substance use issues as well, mental health as well. And the department right now, or the executive office, really has a number of programs dedicated to all this. But I'm really interested in building up this foundation. Listen, we can't do all the great stuff and provide all the excellent services that we want to do if we don't have a foundation. And so we're effectively doubling our staff.
You mentioned some of the big issues facing veterans. Can we go back to that and break it down just a little bit? The homeless and opioid epidemics. It's hard to get action on that for the general population. How are you trying to draw attention to what vets need in those areas?
It's an incredibly challenging issue. As an emergency room provider, I see this day in, day out when I was in the ER. I live close to Mass and Cass, and so it's something I experience quite often. I'm fortunate that we have a number of partners in this field. I just got one of my very first visits was visiting Homebase, a nonprofit out in Charlestown, and they do a tremendous job offering services and coming up with creative and innovative ways to best treat veterans who are a special population. I mean, many of these folks are high-performing individuals in the Army, but when they come back here, they might be lost. They might need some support, and so we're here to provide them. And, I mean, our message is, as we begin to create this foundation, build out this secretariat, I want to let the veteran community know that we have their back.
What powers do you have as a member of the cabinet as compared to before?
So what changes is that much of the red tape is gone. Prior to this, we were underneath the executive office of HHS. So if we needed to do something, we needed to go up a certain hierarchy, a certain ladder. Right now, we have direct access to the governor. She has injected a number of financial and human resources into our executive office to address the many issues that veterans face today.
Is it meaningful to have a Latino representing veterans?
I think so. I mean, I look at my personal background, Puerto Ricans, and Puerto Ricans are disproportionately serving in the military. The veteran population is diversifying. The fastest growing group are women. We're looking at younger folks, people coming back from, years ago, Iraq, or most recently, Afghanistan, and now Syria. People are still in some of these countries. But it's a diverse group. It's growing more diverse. And, we are going to put together an office that reflects that diversity.
Veterans Secretary John Santiago, thank you so much for being here.
God, it's great to be here. Thank you for having me.